It's the Jeremiah Show. Tearing back the curtain on the hospitality, music, and entertainment industry with insider tips and the hottest global guests in the biz. With Dr. D and special LA personal development commentator Mike Gormley. He's a restaurant and bar fixture, a partner with legendary rock star drummer Mick Fleetwood in Fleetwood's on Front Street in Maui, and he's your radio host. And now, from A Race Around the Sun, Jeremiah Higgins.
This is Mike Gormley sitting in for Jeremiah Higgins. It's the Jeremiah Show, and we are pleased to have a guest today by the name of Jeff Faustman. Jeff is a composer and music supervisor at Cabin 21 Sounds, based in Hollywood. Good morning, or good day, Jeff. How are you doing?
Hey, good day. How are you? Good to be here.
It's interesting to talk with you because Cabin 21 is an interesting company. You're mainly working on music, if I got it right, for trailers and TV, but then you go into film at all, or how does that work for you guys?
It's mainly so Cabin 21 started as a sound editing facility, a sound editing house. So there are I think 7 editors that are here and various editing bays. Then they started getting into, they also do mixing. So they do finishing, mixing of trailers, television spots, mostly for theatrical marketing, meaning trailers and movie things. They started a music department a few years back before I got here. And I'm the second composer that's been in this position. We focus mainly on trailer, theatrical marketing, and trailers. Plus, I was able to bring in a film last year that I scored here as well. So we're looking to get into, we're doing more long form, work as well.
That sounds very cool. How long has, Cabin 21 been around?
I believe Cabin 21 has been around for 9 years. It might be 8, but I think it's 9.
Oh, very cool.
And it was,
give us your background, if you would, on how you got into this position. I know it's a very successful company. It's probably, I might guess, kind of a pretty cool job for a musician. Tell us, you know, the steps that you took to get into that seat.
Yeah, I'm looking for some wood to knock on right now because it is I feel very fortunate to be, you know, to be a musician and being paid is a really a wonderful thing in this day and age. But let's see. I mean, I started off as a film and TV composer, and I've been doing that freelance for quite some time. This particular job, I was living in New York, and I moved back to Los Angeles after 15 years in New York. And this position came up through a friend of mine who is a music clearance person who used to work at Paramount. His name is Matt Lilly, great guy. And they had done some work with Cabin 21, and Cabin 21 was looking for somebody to fill this spot. And it just happened. I was in the right place at the right time for this. But it is one of those things where you prepare yourself and you learn your craft, and then suddenly there is a position that opens up. So
that's, I know Matt Lilly is a great guy.
Yep.
And
nice plug for him.
How did he, How did he instigate this? Just knowing somebody and knew you were available, that kind of thing?
Yeah, Cabin 21 does business with Matt's company, MCL, MLC, Matt Lilly in Music Services. Anyway, they clear either sound effects or bits of music for various, you know, theatrical marketing campaigns. So they call to get the pricing and make sure everything is set and cleared and legal and everything. So they do a lot of work with Cabin 21.
Very cool. You work with all studios or any studio mainly? I mean, is it anybody?
Whoever will have us, actually. We work with we do a lot of work. We do a lot of editorial work with Paramount, and just about, you know, quite a few, just about every studio that's here in LA.
That's cool. You're expanding though. You're looking into. Is it a stretch to say maybe a mini record company, or you're releasing some of your material? In fact, you even had there's a international charts on a lot of the radio stations that are found on the internet. You ended up number 5 or something on that chart with one particular song. Is that right?
Yeah, that was pretty amazing. That was the from the film that I mentioned earlier. That was a song that I wrote for that film. I did the score, and then the very end is a song called All This Time. And that was doing pretty well. That it's actually doing pretty well in charting around the internet stations. So, and that was also, and then to your other point, we are expanding. It's a new road for us. So we're expanding into more getting singer-songwriters and putting them out. Right now, Cabin 21 has an extensive catalog of composers of instrumental music that's being marketed for television, film, and theatrical marketing. So we are expanding into getting singer-songwriters, and the idea is to get a catalog of qualities, you know, pretty quality songs that we have either as demos for somebody else to record, or we release them on their own. So it's like starting a little mini. I don't even know if it's mini. It's a label.
Yeah. It's a label. It's just getting started.
Right.
And you now all this time, and we'll, if we haven't heard it yet, we'll hear All This Time. You're listed as the artist. You're also the composer. Did you have an orchestra? Was it all done in the studio, like electronically? How do you approach these things?
Yeah, this one, you know, it all depends on budgets and time and all of that. I mean, if I had my choice, I'd have a 100-piece orchestra on everything I do. The reality is that now things have to be done quick and cheaply. So the sounds on computers. Mm-hmm. Are pretty good these days. All of the samples, there's some very, very good libraries. You will never replace a real person playing a violin, but the sounds are close enough so that if you're not featuring a solo person, you can orchestrate things rather well. That particular song was done with, you know, I played the guitar parts in, so there are some live instruments on it, and then I did the vocals on it. So those are live instruments. Everything else is computer based.
Now there's a song on here. This show is on radio, and then it's a podcast.
Okay.
On radio, we can't say certain words, but you have a tune here called Cluster F Master. Excuse me. Where did that come from?
Well. Okay, that cue is from an album called Vox Humanis that we put out here at Cabin 21, and that was my first record for Cabin 21, and it's, I believe, 10 cuts, and it's all based on vocal techniques. So there is in composition a technique called a cluster, which is, you know, voices singing not necessarily in a key, but just all together making what's called a cluster, you know, and a cloud basically of voices. So that one is all book. It's made of vocal sounds of clusters. So I decided to call it in Latin. It's cluster futuo.
I didn't know the Romans had a word for that.
Apparently they did.
Well, we know they certainly knew how to, but what they said, we're learning here.
This is true. Yeah.
Well, that's cool. So you have a little fun with it all.
I did. Yeah. All the tracks on that album are called Vox This, Vox That. So this one is Vox Cluster. Yeah. And the other ones are like, there's like Vox Bellum, which means war, and, you know, various Latin phrases. Says I'm funny that way.
Well, you got to have some fun, right?
Yeah.
I imagine this job is fun.
No, it is. It's fun. You know, it does. Like I say, I'm grateful every day that, I drive down Melrose and I'm right in the middle of LA and I go to Hollywood and I sit in my studio and I write music and find other musicians, you know, to contribute. And I get to talk to wonderful gentlemen like yourself. And I do. Yeah, I have a lot of fun doing it.
Cool. We're going to step away for what do they call those things? Commercials, I believe.
Yeah.
I want to pick up on there's different genres I'm finding out as I do research on this. There's a musical genre called epic, which I'd never heard of until you mentioned it to me. I believe you guys are releasing an epic series. So when we get back, let's talk about that genre and then what you're doing with it.
Okay, great.
That binge watching is bad for your brain?
What?
Crazy. Binge listening is way better. Binge listen to all of our shows on iTunes/podcast/The Jeremiah Show.
You're listening to The Jeremiah Show with Dr. D. Find all of our past shows on iTunes, podcasts, The Jeremiah Show.
Hi, I'm Brooke Williamson, Top Chef season 14 winner, and you're listening to The Jeremiah Show, so don't go away.
It's Mike Gormley sitting in for Jeremiah Higgins. It is the Jeremiah Show. It keeps that name despite the fact he keeps not showing up. But we'll work on that. We're with Jeff Faustman, who is a composer and a music supervisor for a company called Cabin 21. Now, before we go further, Jeff, I'm saying Cabin 21 or Cabin 21 Sounds, but there's a kind of a couple of other names involved in there. Is that what you, is the Cabin 21 Sounds the accurate?
Yeah, Cabin 21 Sound is the name of the company and the facility, but people, it just gets shortened to Cabin 21, sometimes C21. The actual pieces of music in our albums, the logo on the albums is C21 FX, FX and MX, meaning C21 sound effects and music.
Uh-huh. Okay.
A little bit of code there, but...
Yeah. But we try not to let the public in on that because, you know, they may not get confused that way.
Okay, we won't do that. It's Cabin 21.
Okay.
One sound.
The genre you mentioned before we went away for a bit was epic.
Yeah.
And you're putting out a series, the Epic Collection, I think two of which have come out so far, so we'll get to that. But can you describe epic? Because I heard it from you. It's definitely a genre. I looked it up. But a lot of people haven't heard of this. So can you give it a description?
Sure. Yeah, I can give it a try. It is a kind of an umbrella term for, epic music would be picture video games, picture music. It's sometimes called hybrid orchestral music, which means that there are big, say, sweeping orchestral themes with just gigantic percussion bits and electronic sounds and what's called signature sounds that permeate the music. It can range from kind of mythological Celtic music to more meditative, but it's always got an element of, well, epic, meaning, you know, big, triumphant, and or dark, frightening sounds. How's that?
Yeah, we'll find a short version for that.
All right. Yeah, it's basically superhero music. It's the stuff that you would hear on a Marvel trailer or even a Disney movie. Things that are, it's like big, sweeping, quite often orchestral. Quite often with vocals and choirs.
Yeah.
And yep.
It sounds like you kind of throw the composer in a room and tell him or her to have a great time and let loose.
Pretty much. There is a definite, if you're working on trailer music or, you know, theatrical marketing, there is a definite form and there's things that you need to know, but yeah, it is pretty much, you know, throw everything against the, you know, the wall and see what you can get.
Is now you mentioned earlier singer songwriter, and we're talking about epic. Are there other genres within Cabin 21, or maybe within the whole industry? And would Cabin 21 be looking at doing a series of? Whatever that might be, whatever other type music might be.
Well, there is, again, you know, within the epic umbrella, you can do what's called trailerizing a piece of music. So you've heard that before in trailers and in various advertising campaigns, where they will take a song and maybe it'll be like an upbeat, fast pop song, and they'll slow it way down, sing it with kind of a really dark edge. And twist it around. That's called trailerizing it and adding drums, adding breaks, and it's trailerizing a song. So that is a genre itself. It's just doing cover pieces and trailerizing them. Also, just original songs to use as the front end or the back end of a trailer. Plus, we're working with. Some people out of Nashville now who are doing like bluegrass and folk and old traditional, say, Appalachian music that can be used for this type of marketing as well. So it's pretty much open. We're also expanding. We're doing one. We have a very talented violinist whose name is Tracy Silverman, and he's putting out an album of meditative pieces. So it's kind of, I don't want to say new agey because that has connotations about it, but it is meditative, thoughtful, kind of serene music, which that's definitely like a subgenre or an entirely different direction, which is, I think, exciting.
Yeah, it's the exact opposite of epic.
Right.
Now, is this something that he would have recorded? Wait, Tracy's a male, right?
Yes.
All right. That he would have recorded for Cabin 21, not necessarily to be released to the public, but for use in trailers and so on, but now is being compiled for release. Is that the avenue?
This is the avenue. Yeah, we are working to release things. We do two things. We do industry releases, which is all of our theatrical marketing vendors that we release to. So that's basically a closed industry release. And now we are stretching out. We are doing general worldwide digital releases of selected parts of our music or compilations that we put together. So yeah, it's kind of exciting. We're stretching out and doing different types of releases, and I think it's exciting to get the music out into different hands. Streaming platforms obviously are becoming more important in the industry as well as a method of discovering music. So trailer houses, creatives from studios will actually be listening on Spotify or other streaming services to discover, you know, it's called discovery of new artists and new sounds.
If you were going to, for example, Spotify, is it under the name Cabin 21? Is it under the name Epic Collection? How would it be, or whatever it might be, how would it be found?
I think you can find it under C21, FX, and MX, or Cabin 21, or Epic Collection as well.
Very cool. And then the one that's coming out, you're talking about the meditation one, it would be found all those places you just mentioned, but also under its title or genre, or how would that work?
Yeah, I think you can find it under the genre, or you can also find it under the composer's name, because Tracy Silverman's name will be on it.
Yeah.
So there's various ways to find it. So it's under Cabin 21 or the composer's name. This one will be Tracy Silverman. My releases of the soundtrack from the film that I did was called Trevor, and it's a quirky English feel good dramedy, and it's based in Spain, a bunch of wacky British people living in Spain. Anyway, so that one is released also in this manner, and you can find that with typing in my name or typing in the name of the film or go under Cabin 21.
It's all over the place.
Yep.
Wacky British people in Spain are just quite numerous, actually.
Yeah. Well, it's getting more complicated with the Brexit thing, but yes.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Now, we talked a little bit about your background and how you got to where you are, but there's more to it. You actually are a doctor.
I am a doctor. I play one on TV. I have a PhD, a doctorate in music composition, and actually from UC Santa Barbara, where the show is broadcast from. So I did 2 years of undergraduate at Cal State Northridge in LA, and then I moved up to Santa Barbara. And they had an excellent electronic music department there, and I was one of, I think, two graduate students at the time. So I had the entire lab to myself, and I was a good boy. I made sure I had my lab times on Friday and Saturday nights so I wouldn't party, and then the rest of the time I was at the beach.
isn't it kind of difficult to not party in Santa Barbara?
It's surprisingly easy to concentrate if you just like turn that part off. And because there was nobody on campus, so I had free reign of all the toys in the electronic music lab. So I guess I'm kind of a geek that way.
But here's the thing. You've got a classical background, an extensive background. I mean, you're not fooling around when you get a PhD.
I learned to write for orchestra. I learned all sorts of electronic music techniques. And I still take a lot of my inspiration from the composers that I studied, a lot of electronic music, from Europe in the 60s and 50s that actually just sort of set the framework for everything that we do now. And the composers like Karlheinz Stockhausen and Jean-Claude Rizet, they were the colorists from France in the 70s and 80s. And just making music out of tape manipulation, cutting up tapes, making collages, experimenting with new sounds, all that is what led to the current, which has been going on for a while, but the computer revolution in music, where we are able to, the palette has expanded, where we're now exploring the entire frequency spectrum as opposed to just major and minor keys and, notes.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you a little bit more about that, but we're going to step out for a moment and let the commercials reign the airwaves. This is the Jeremiah Higgins Show, or no, it's not. It's the Jeremiah Show, because we can't give him full title. And this is Mike Gormley sitting in for Jeremiah, who's wandering the streets of Santa Barbara. Be back in a minute.
Spent it in good company, and all the harm e'er I done, alas, it was to none but me. And all I done, poor want of memory now I can't recall. So feel to me the parting glass. Good night and joy.
Hey, it's Tim Stack here, and I just did the Jeremiah Show and had a really, really great time. Check me out at TV's Tim Stack on Twitter.
Hi there, I'm Kim Bush with Folded Hills Winery. We're here on the Jeremiah Show, and we welcome all of you listeners out to Folded Hills. Anytime you want to try some wonderful wines, it's the first winery on the way into wine country and the closest vineyard to the ocean. Come on out and taste some wonderful wines. Cheers.
This is David LaBrava, and we are live in 5, 4, 3. Coming right at you on The Jeremiah Show, KZSB 1290 on your AM dial. Check out my podcast coming up. Check out the interview. Just trying to help some people find a better way.
You're my
It's the Jeremiah Show. This is Mike Gormley sitting in. We have a guest by the name of Jeff Faustman, who is the composer and music supervisor for a company called Cabin 21 or Cabin 21 Sounds. Or if you want to, there's two or three other names you can check out. But Cabin 21 or C21. And the music is all over Spotify. A lot of Jeff's music is being heard and coming out on actually coming out to the public, where it's so far been sitting in storage somewhere, being used for trailers and TV shows and such. But now Cabin 21 is putting together some albums and different types of albums, and over the next many months we'll be bringing out a lot of this music that's been hidden away. Jeff, we were talking about your background. You have a PhD. Well-schooled and well-trained in terms of composing. Somebody wants to be a composer. Is that what they're looking at? Looking at that kind of education before they can really get going? Or are there other ways?
No, I don't think so. You have to learn your trade, however you learn it. I was going to go into academia. I wanted to be, I still am, I love teaching music. But while I was doing that, I started ghostwriting for various composers. Santa Barbara has a lot of musicians who live there. So I started doing some ghostwriting and being a studio assistant in quite a few people's studios. So I was learning that as I was learning the classical end of music as well. And I started doing dubbing sessions down in LA, going to the studios and working on various projects, and eventually getting projects of my own. So I kind of straddled both worlds for a while. I've been mainly in film scoring and television and trailer music now for the past 15 years, though.
And you're studying, and we hear all this classical background, but you've been in bands, haven't you? You were messing around in other styles of music, were you not, or was it strictly classical?
No, I've always been in bands. Long story, let's see. So when I was 3 years old, growing up in LA, people used to drive around and go. Salesmen would come door to door. There was a bakery truck that drove around. There was the brush man. This guy showed up at our door selling accordions and accordion lessons, and my mom bit on that, and that started it. Then when I was four, my great aunt, who lived in La Crosse, Wisconsin, sent us a piano because she thought we needed a piano. And I just started banging on that thing, and that was it. So I've always just sat down and I've been wanting to write. So I would play melodies and things like that. And then in middle school, got into a band. No, actually I lied. In fifth grade, I was in a band. We did folk songs, and just me and these two girls were just played guitar and sang Peter, Paul and Mary songs. But yes, I've always been in bands, always been writing all through college, through high school, played in a band that we did covers of progressive rock bands like Yes and Genesis. We cleared out many a frat hall dance with our half an hour epic songs. But but yes.
And then they couldn't dance to it, right?
Yeah, no, you can't dance to it. It wasn't KC and the Sunshine Band, but they were half an hour long epics. They were. I've always been interested in writing songs. So I've studied quite a bit of songwriting, and I like writing with people. And right now, part of what I'm doing here at Cabin 21 is we're bringing some musicians in, and I'm collaborating with some very, very talented people. Liz Kent comes to mind. She worked on some of the songs for Trevor as well, the film that I did recently.
Sorry to interrupt. We're going to jump out for a minute, come back. We'll pick up on that thought, okay?
Okay, great.
Hail, greetings. This is Santa Davis, and you're listening to the Jeremiah Show, KZSB, and AM 1290. I have an album that I released maybe a year or so ago, Watch Your Liberty. It's on iTunes, CD Baby, Spotify. It's out there. Type in Carlton Santa Davis, and you will see it come up. Check it out.
Take us with you in your car to the beach or to the gym. You can find all of our shows on iTunes/podcast/The Jeremiah Show.
What's up, guys? My name's Lennon Silvers Lee, head chef of a sushi bar in Montecito. You're listening to The Jeremiah Show.
Mike Gormley on the Jeremiah Show. We're talking to Jeff Faustman, composer and music supervisor for Cabin 21. You were starting to talk about some other artists you're working with. Maybe you can pick up from that point.
Oh, yeah, because, part of our expanding here at Cabin 21 to now incorporate songwriters and songs and sort of build a catalog of people. So we're bringing songwriters in. So I've been working with Liz Kent, who is a fabulous songwriter and is a great vocalist, and just creative as all get out. You can't stop her. It's really amazing. So yes, again, I'm knocking on wood because I have a very fortunate position here where I get to do this type of work, and I'm working with really, really great people.
Didn't you win an Emmy?
I do. I do have an Emmy. I have to. It is what is known as, I don't have the statue Emmy. It is a regional Emmy, but it is an Emmy. So I can go buy the statue if I want, but it's a plaque that, yes. And I won that. I got that for, believe it or not, a news broadcast that I did. Actually for the Santa Barbara station up there, KUIT. And it was an innovative news broadcast, logo piece because it incorporated, which was fairly new at the time, was, computer graphics and syncing that all together. So it was as much a technical, Emmy as it was, being part of a very, very artistic project. So, yeah.
Very cool. And what about, you're a composer, are you not the only composer at that company there, and you use outside composers? Is that the right picture, or are they all part of Cabin 21?
No, we use outside composers. Artists will send us demo reels and we'll vet them, go through and find the ones who are very strong in certain areas and, develop them and have them produce, 8 to 10 pieces for us. We don't have that many. We are a smaller boutique, and we're trying to keep it small and trying to keep it very quality. Within that, we want to expand as well, but we don't want to become a huge production library per se. So we kind of pick things very carefully. We have, so a very talented group of people from Finland. Their band was called Ravenia, and it's a couple, a guy and a girl, and they run the gamut. They do just piercing heavy metal with screams and like death rock, and they can also just turn around and do the most beautiful little symphonic Disney-esque piece that it just makes you want to cry. It's an amazing group of people.
You can hear their music. Which album is it that you can hear it on?
They have an album called Predator, which we released the single from that recently. They also have another one, The Quest Volume 2. They have, I believe, 4 or 5 cuts on that one.
Isn't Predator as an album available as well, or is it just...
Predator is on our list. We're going to release that as an entire one, a part of our Epic collection.
That's great to be able to do that.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's the music is in our vaults, in our catalogs, and now we're allowing it to be heard more generally, which I think is going to improve our image and build on Cabin 21's brand, also expose these artists to a much wider audience.
You have experience playing live. I know your television and films and so on, but you have done concerts. You've done, to my knowledge, some interesting concerts, the Australian Computer Music Festival, Santa Barbara. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's true. These are my classical serious works, whatever you want to call that.
Here's one I got to ask you about. I'm not sure how serious this is. I'm sure it was very good. It's called Zeppelin in Barcelona.
Yes.
What happened there?
Zeppelin is an experimental music festival that is held in Spain. And people submit pieces of music, and they're juried and selected. And that was a mixed piece that I did for video and for computer generated sounds.
So nothing to do with Led Zeppelin.
No, it was not Led Zeppelin, unfortunately.
Boy, that name makes you think that, though, and that's good.
Yes it does.
We're gonna back out for a minute here and let some people sell stuff. This is the Jeremiah Show with special guest Jeffrey Faustman. We'll be back in a minute. Thank you.
Chance.
I'm Steve.
I'm Nick.
And I'm Lance.
We're the Last Chance Band, and you're listening to The Jeremiah Show. You can find our music on Spotify and iTunes.
Don't miss an episode of The Jeremiah Show. You can find all of our shows on iTunes/podcast/The Jeremiah Show.
Hey, this is Camilla Cleese, and you're listening to The Jeremiah Show.
The Jeremiah Show soundtrack is always original, every single show. Did you know there are 10 original songs for each episode? The music on the show is a running soundtrack in my life. I'm always listening to new and original voices that inspire me. I listen for hooks in a song. I listen for melodies that add emotion to our show. If you listen carefully to the 10 songs, you will also find a subtle theme that underscores my guest's vision or just how I feel that day. If you'd like to hear one of your songs played on the show, email me at jeremiah@thejeremiahshow.com.
Hi, it's Suzanne Goen from LA restaurants Luke, AOC, and Tavern, as well as the Hollywood Bowl. And you are listening to The Jeremiah Show. I hope you'll check out our event, LA Loves Alex's Lemonade, and join the cause.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Mike Gormley on The Jeremiah Show. We have special guest today, Jeff Faustman, who is composer and music supervisor for Cabin 21. Jeff, out in the big world, we're hearing all the difficulties songwriters are having. Can a songwriter make a living, generally speaking, do you feel, or because there's so many of them, there's so many songwriters to be found and brilliant, but it's got to be a struggle these days. From your point of view, what do you think?
Yeah, there's definitely a major shift going on, kind of a disruption in the way that songwriters and musicians are getting paid and how you make a living doing it. For me, it seems to be that, yes, there are so many venues right now to get your music out there. And that's exciting. The issue becomes, how do you get paid? And it's kind of a reversion, I think, back to like the 50s and the 40s before the record industries really took over, where, you know, it's gotten down to like you release sort of a single idea and then you go out and perform. And since you're not getting the revenue from the actual physical sales of a CD or a vinyl record or a tape, you get to, the revenues are from the performances that you do. And also right now, getting music into television, film, trailers as well, is a viable venue for a singer songwriter. It involves a little bit more homework, a little bit more learning who the people are who you want to get these songs to. I know several people who make quite a good living. So I think it's tougher. But again, it's just a different world right now. Like Billie Eilish, for example, that album was recorded on pretty much, I don't want to say like a laptop, and it was mastered in a brilliant way. But basically that music is all done in a smaller home studio sort of environment. And a lot of music these days is done that way. So yes, it's kind of like the wild, wild west right now.
And I would think pretty crowded, just a lot of people trying to make this work.
It's true. It is very crowded. And
LA, is that the Beatles' fault and Dylan? Is that their fault?
I don't think so. Well, maybe it is. Everybody wants to be the Beatles or Bob Dylan.
I was at an event last night at the Grammy Museum, and it was this great band playing music from Rubber Soul.
Oh, wow.
And yesterday was the 56th anniversary of the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Wow.
And he commented that he probably wouldn't be on that stage playing music if he hadn't seen that show. And another musician commented and said probably 80% of the people who are musicians today wouldn't be musicians if it hadn't been for the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show. Huh. So that's why I ask, you know, what did they do to these people out here? I guess the idea that you can write a song and get it out there just got planted in people's heads.
Yeah, I think that's always been going on, but yeah, that was another time of a major shift. Again, like a whole paradigm shift was the English invasion, when suddenly there was these brilliant songs. And, you know, television also was kind of brand new or relatively new. So they were one of the first televised bands as well. So
yeah.
I'd say, yes, that did start it all. We can blame Paul McCartney for that one.
Yeah, we're going to have to bow out in a short time. But the Beatles were getting ready to go on that show. And there was a guy whose job was to pull open the curtain or whatever, and they're getting ready, and he turned to McCartney and said, are you nervous? And Paul said, no, why? He said, well, you should be. There's 73 million people watching, at which point McCartney got nervous. Look, Jeff, it was great talking to you, and the folks over at Cabin 21, thanks so much for being with us on the Jeremiah Show. This is Mike Gormley. Gonna go look for Jeremiah. He's out there somewhere. Thanks very much, everybody. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Loving, laughing, passing time with a tick.
Comedian Maz Chobrani, and you are listening to The Jeremiah Show on AM 1290 KZSB Santa Barbara. Listen, man.
Hi, this is Cole Robbins with USA Surf Team, and I am here on The Jeremiah Show. Feel free to reach out to me on my Instagram at Robbins_Cole, or you can always find me with Village Properties, and that is ColeRobbins@VillageSite.com.
Do you need help with your restaurant or hospitality business? See how we can help your business at HJLRestaurantAdvisors.com. Check out our website at TheJeremiahShow.com. We are on iTunes and SoundCloud. Please subscribe on iTunes, podcast The Jeremiah Show. Did you like our soundtrack? Find all of our soundtracks on Spotify, The Jeremiah Show. As always, a big thanks to Dr. D for making our voices come alive on the airwaves, and to our station manager, Les Carroll, for letting us on the airwaves at all. Be sure to check out our very own Richard Dr. D. Dugan's Peabody Award-nominated radio show, Tell Me Your Story, every Sunday at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. Thank you for listening to The Jeremiah Show with Dr. D. Listeners, we appreciate you and want to hear from you. Please send us your ideas at ShowJeremiah on Twitter and Instagram. The Jeremiah Show is produced by executive producer Jeremiah Higgins. Special segments producers Caroline Peacock and Shaylin McHugh. And sound engineer Richard Dr. D. Dugan. Have a great rest of your week, everyone. Evolve.
The clouds would catch the colors of red, yellow, and fire. The clouds would catch the colors of red, yellow, and fire. They were beautiful, the most beautiful sky.